Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Now, earlier this week, we talked about an article or a story involving a man in Illinois, a very courageous man, in my opinion, a man who has done what I think more Americans should be doing, and that is following in the footsteps of great people like Martin Luther King Jr., like Rosa Parks, people who have engaged...
Our founding fathers, Samuel Adams, Thomas Jefferson,
people who
Benjamin
have engaged in civil disobedience, people who looked at a law, and in this case we're going to talk about a smoking ban, but people who looked at a law and they said, you know, that's just not right. And they went ahead and lived their life how they thought they should live it, not according to what the law said. And I'm sorry, just because people calling themselves legislators get together in a room somewhere and write some crap down on a piece of paper should not mean that you should have some magical need to obey what those people tell you.
Right. You know, just because this is a quote-unquote nation of laws doesn't mean that we're going to fall apart if we disobey the bad ones. Good people disobey bad laws.
And this is one of the good people. Let's bring him on. His name's John Heminghouse. He is the owner of Wounded Rig Incorporated, which is, of all places, a boat, fiberglass, and gel coat repair business. Did I get that right, John?
Oh, that's correct.
Now, welcome to Free Talk Live. It's good to have you on the show. The news came out this week about your planned smoke-in. Before you tell us about the smoke-in, why don't you let our listeners who are across the country and around the world, let them know what this Illinois smoke-free law is in the first place.
It basically says that we cannot smoke inside a building. We have to be 15 foot away from a window or a door. Any enclosed structure that has more than two walls or a roof, you cannot smoke in there.
Wow. So you could smoke in your house, but if it's a business location, then no go.
That's correct. Any commercial property.
Got it. So that's a pretty restrictive smoking ban. It's across the state of Illinois. In fact, we had somebody on who's a bar owner who was talking about disobeying the ban. We were talking to him, and whenever I would bring up the term civil disobedience, he'd back down and get all scared. And he ended up being pretty much a disappointment. But you, sir, you have embraced the term civil disobedience. In your interview earlier this week, you held that up as exactly what you're going to do. In fact, I don't have the quote in front of me right now, but you said something to the effect of, you know, you're tired of all these people just being so cowardly that Americans have just been beaten down and they've become so obedient. And it's really doing a lot to the Americans' obedience has done a lot to destroy our freedoms in this country.
That's exactly right. There's places in this world where if you stood up and spoke back, you would actually be shot. Here we're afraid. They've got us so intimidated that we're afraid to stand up and get a citation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the land of the free.
So-called. So now, I thought when I was first reading the story about you, John, I thought that you must have been a bar owner or something like that. But no, it's a boat related business. And I mean, it's your business. Are you the owner of the building? Are you renting? Or what's your exact situation there?
No, actually, this piece of property, we've lived here. We've owned this piece of property for over 100 years.
Oh, great.
And then they come along and tell you what you can do on it.
Yeah, it don't seem right, does it?
It doesn't. It's either your business or it isn't.
That's
and it
correct.
Sounds like it isn't. They're trying to tell you that, at least.
Well, he's taken it back as of today. Today was a pretty big day over there at Wounded Rig. And your location, by the way, is Williamson County, Illinois, where you were holding a smoke-in. You publicized this event. In fact, you put a sign out in the front yard of the business, didn't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
What'd that sign say?
Sign says, my place. Sign says, my place, my choice, smoking allowed.
I think that's just awesome. I'm so blown away that there is somebody out there in this country still that actually cares enough about freedom to make a stand, to put his livelihood on the line. Because, you know, these government bureaucrats, they are on a power trip. And they believe that they own your business. They believe that they know what's right for you. And must have taken a lot of courage. Did it take a while to decide to go ahead and do this? Or was it a quick decision for you, John? How was the process like?
Just about every decision I make is quick. I thought of this on Saturday morning, and by Saturday afternoon, I had the sign up.
And then was it just a week later that you you had the event?
Actually, the sign's been up 5 weeks today.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
We started posting flyers just about 2 weeks ago and letting everybody know about it. We didn't mean for this. This actually was supposed to. I thought it was just going to be a small gathering with some of our. We was actually going to have some beer and cook hamburgers out back and just see if they wanted to come by and talk to us. And then it turned into a lot bigger deal than we was expecting.
So the first thing that happened, you announced this essentially to an event that was going to be open to the public. Anybody that wanted to come and smoke a cigarette at your on your or inside your business was going to be allowed to. Is that the idea?
That's correct. Uh huh.
So you got the word out there, and inevitably the attorney general's office or somebody related to the state enforcers they got wind of it. And what did they do? Did they approach you?
They called me Monday morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning. Monday morning, it was on all three networks here and in both newspapers on Friday. And the state's attorney contacted me. State's attorney Chuck Granati contacted me Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
What did he say to you, John?
I was told that if I continued with this, that I would go to jail. That
you're going to go to jail for letting people smoke at your place?
That's what it's come to. That I would be fined $2,500. Everybody that was smoking on the inside the building or within 15 feet of the building would receive a citation, and
really?
I would receive an additional citation per person.
You would receive an additional citation per person?
Per person.
Wow. Right. See, that is a pretty hardcore smoking ban. I mean, we've been watching the smoking bans pop up across the country for the last, the history of the show, right, Mark? I mean,
yeah. The first show was about smoking bans.
5 years ago, the first show we ever did was down in Florida when Florida passed its statewide smoking ban, and we've been following them ever since. And this is particularly onerous. Normally,
neither one of us smokes cigarettes.
No, it's true. Normally, what the way they do is they target just the business owner, so it's the business owner's total responsibility to prevent people from smoking. It's very rare that you see them actually going after the individual smokers. So in this case, John, the people that came to your smoke and were also risking a fine and possible arrest. I mean, if you don't pay the fine, they could arrest you down the line. And so that's actually additional civil disobedience. So it wasn't just you; it was actually everybody that showed up. Did most of your participants today realize that?
I'm sure they did. I had probably 150 phone calls this week, and after they heard Mr. Granati's statement, and a lot of them, I think actually it encouraged more to come. So
I think you're right.
I thought
they
were going to get in trouble. And
so,
you mentioned that yous are non-smokers. I'm also a non-smoker.
Very good. So did you take a puff today just for the hell of it?
Yeah, I had had a lot of cigars donated to me this week.
That is fantastic. So how many people turned out? It was today at noon was the big smoke-in at Wounded Rig. How many people showed up?
We was trying to keep count, and people kept coming and going, but we're assuming that we know there was 130, probably 150, 160 people.
That is tremendous.
So what did the coppers do? They bust in, guns a-blazing, or what?
We've never seen them. Actually, Mr. Granati called me that Tuesday and told me that he couldn't believe that he couldn't understand where I come up with all that I was going to be arrested for one thing.
Well, he threatened that. I read it in the news article earlier this week.
It was what he assumed was he was going to intimidate us and we would just turn tail and run from him.
Well, and you know, that usually is a tactic that works for them. They puff themselves up all real big and scary, and of course, most people are quite frightened of the government, and so they back right down, and nothing ever ends up coming of it. But you decided to stand strong and stand tall, and as a result, the government backed down. And Mark, haven't we seen this before?
Over and over again.
We've seen this. Just so you know, John, I mean, you probably don't know our show from Adam, but Free Talk Live is a program about, you know, we talk generally about freedom. It's a show where we allow anybody to call in and talk about anything, but when we approach the issues, we approach it from a pro-liberty perspective. And we've been watching various different, there are not very many of them to cover, but various different iterations and incidents of civil disobedience where people have announced their intentions in advance. And we've seen the government do the same exact things they did with you. They threaten, and then inevitably when the actual event occurs, the government backs down. Now, it doesn't happen that way all the time, and we've certainly seen incidents where they have arrested people. But I'd like to hang on to you, John, and bring you back to talk a little bit more about this, if you don't mind.
That'd be fine.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
American needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call
8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8-7-8- morning on the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just click and download. They're free. freetalklive.com. March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. That's SebringRaceway.com. We go back to our guest on the line. John Hemminghouse is his name, and he is the owner of a boat fiberglass and gel coat repair business, which isn't the interesting part of the story, but I figured should give you a plug, another plug here, because you deserve it. The business is called Wounded Rig Incorporated, and if you're anywhere near Williamson County, Illinois, you should definitely take your boat to this man, because he's a very courageous individual, courageous enough to stand up to the new Illinois smoking ban, which I believe went into effect at the beginning of this year, essentially banning smoking from all indoor businesses. And, in fact, you said it's also from, was it, 12 feet away from windows and doors?
15 foot away from windows, even including drive-through windows.
So 15 feet. Now, is it only open windows or closed windows? Do those count, too?
Yeah, it's open windows.
Okay. So anyway, they banned smoking all over the place, and Mr. Hemminghouse here has decided that, his property is his property, and he doesn't deem the government to be in control of what goes on inside his business. So you went ahead today, and you held a smoke-in, and invited people, members of the public, people who are willing to also engage in civil disobedience with you, because each of the people that were smoking today also possibly faced citations and fines on the part of the Illinois state government. And you said about 130 people showed up today to smoke cigarettes and cigars inside your business, and the state government, they left you alone after threatening you. They called you and threatened you earlier this week, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago, but anyway, later this week, they came out with a statement saying that we're going to leave Mr. Hemminghouse alone.
That's correct. They made a statement. The state's attorney had a press conference Thursday morning. It was about an hour-long press conference over, and said that basically he was going to leave us alone. No citations was going to be written.
This, I have to say that the state's attorney's quotes, I'm looking at the Southern Illinoisan.com website here, and this is just a bizarre quote. Tell me what you make of this, Mark and John. He says, this is the quote from the state's attorney. When I first heard about this, I didn't know what to think. On one hand, I applaud Mr. Hemminghouse. What does that mean exactly? What is he applauding you for? Is he applauding you for disobedience?
I don't know. Me and Mr. Gennady, we've not had a foul word between us. Every conversation we've had has been very professional.
Huh.
He's trying to do his job, which you have to respect him for doing his job. But he knows that we had him in a real bad situation on this one. My attorney told me, he said, John, he don't want to come up there and drag you out of your front door while all the media is there, drag you out from under American flag and take you in custody over smoking cigarette. He said, again, it's election year. He said he can't really just let this go, but he said I'd really hate to be in his shoes. So.
Yeah, they do have an image to uphold. They do have an aura of legitimacy to be seen underneath, and being violent against a nonviolent individual such as yourself might just look kind of bad. In fact, here's another one of his quotes. He says, I never did tell that man he was going to be taken into custody or arrested. That is a ridiculous statement. That is not true. I couldn't arrest him if I wanted to. If you read the act, the penalties are only fines. Now, you say that you were threatened with arrest.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Was it him that threatened you, or was it someone else?
Yes, it was him that threatened me.
So he's just lying through his teeth there, then.
Well, my attorney said what it was, he said, John, he said he read that in the paper. He said he just stewed over it all weekend, and he said that's why. He said at 8 o'clock in the morning Monday, he said he called you and was going to intimidate you and scare you out of your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my other question for you, John.
Uh-huh.
Are you expecting them to send you a fine?
That I don't know. He actually came to visit me Thursday. He didn't say that he wasn't going to fine us then. He said you're blatantly breaking the law, John, and he left it at that.
So presuming this fine comes along in the mail within the next few days or whenever it comes, how are you going to handle that?
My attorney said that we'll deal with that when we get it. But
So I understand that that's certainly a vague statement. Do you think that he might encourage you to not pay and make a spectacle of that, or?
Yeah, we've got I'd like to mention some of the people here in a minute that was here today, but there was a group called Forces International, and they said that they would stand behind this. They would help us with money. They would take donations on this. And my attorney talked like it wasn't going to be a hard case to beat.
So you're suggesting that you will fight the fine and not pay it, which I think is excellent if that's what you're saying.
Well, it doesn't make much sense to fight the smoking ban and then pay the fine, does it?
I agree. I agree. That's not true disobedience. So right on.
Yeah, you know, it's this, you know, this gentleman here, it's the sort of quiet resolve that built America. You know, I mean, he's not going to do it. He sees it's wrong, and he's not going to do it.
Right, because eventually, if you don't pay the fine, then they will start threatening you with arrest, and then this state's attorney will have to make that unpopular, unpleasant move that he doesn't want to make, and maybe he'll back down again. That's the ultimate question, is if you don't pay the fine and you don't cooperate with him in that way, what will they do then?
I don't know, but we know we ain't going to pay the fine.
So
we was told that we could receive a citation for unlawful gathering because we live on a state highway here, and said that if we block traffic in any way, we could be cited for that.
Well, I can see blocking traffic, but my First Amendment still says that the right to right of the people to peaceably assemble is existence, and I don't see why with this unlawful gathering. That sounds like an unlawful law to me.
Yeah, exactly.
If they explained it to me and said that if we was out there causing, if we was blocking any traffic, that could be considered an unlawful gathering. If they cite us for that, I will pay that fine because if we was blocking traffic, I will pay that fine. So.
Well, you would know if you were blocking traffic. I'm sure you ascertained that situation today.
We never would. There was not a single car parked on the highway.
Yeah, a little photographic evidence might help in that case. I don't know if you thought
about it. Actually, they come and set barricades down the side of the road so we couldn't. So.
Yep. There you go. And you probably have plenty of parking there at the boat shop anyway.
Yeah, we was getting real thin. There's a little grocery store next door, and they allowed us to use some of their parking, too. So actually, we had all their parking. So.
I just once again want to congratulate you, John. John Hemminghouse, owner of Wounded Rig Incorporated, Williamson County, Illinois. Was there anything else you wanted to get out here, maybe any other statements that you had that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Yes, I'd like to mention that it was Forces. If anybody wants to look up Forces International, they can go to www.forces.org. We actually had two women today showed up, speakers from West Virginia, another one from Kentucky. There's Forces Illinois was here. That gentleman's name is Jim Blogg.
Fantastic. Hey, John, I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live tonight, and I hope that I'll send you, if you want, I don't have your email address, but I'll tell you what, I'll call you after or put you on hold, actually, and we'll talk to you during the break here, because I want to stay in touch. I want to find out, what happens on into the future with this, and again, I thank you for coming on the show tonight. Hang on, we're going to get in touch with you during the break here. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is even here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. Enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We go right back into your phone calls. Let's talk to Stephen in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, great. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not now.
Much better, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was on hold for a few minutes. I have a situation very similar to your previous caller.
Okay.
And we have a restaurant here in Indianapolis that had been in business for about 35, 40 years. I'd gone to that business for 20 years. And we had a smoking ban here in our city.
Mm.
And what it did, this gentleman had a bar that was adjacent to his restaurant, and all of his customers could go to the bar. The bar served breakfast. So they could just walk around the corner of the bar and have breakfast, and it just cost him all his business. And he had no real recourse, and to add insult to injury, they did work on the roads, redid the road right by his restaurant, so that closed that road down, access down.
Geez.
So it basically ran him out of business. So here's a wonderful little restaurant.
So let me see if I've got this straight. It was a city smoking ban, so therefore everybody that wanted to smoke a cigarette just went to outlying other towns in the area?
No, it was in all restaurants in our city, but it didn't include bars.
So because the bar was attached?
Smoking, but the bars didn't. They tried to ban smoking in the bars, and the Bar Association fought it. Restaurant Association fought it, too, but they lost. So he had a bar around the corner, and it happened to serve breakfast, and so all his customers, he lost all his customers. They just went there and smoked and ate breakfast.
Oh, I see. So he didn't have the bar. The bar was around the corner from his little restaurant joint. Gotcha.
Oh, I gotcha. So the bar was not his. Yeah. I thought the bar was his. Okay, I got it now. So his restaurant lost all its business to the bar around the corner because of the smoking ban.
Right, and then in addition to that, there was some construction that started on the road in front of his little restaurant, and that just further drove him just down the drink of, and this little place was there for 35 years. I'm a non-smoker, and I went there all the time because it's just wonderful people. It's just kind of a nice place to go, and it closed down in July of this last year. And
wait a minute. Are you telling me that non-smokers have the ability to actually make choices on their own, that they can actually decide whether or not they want to go into a place that allows cigarette smoking? I mean, if you believe what the government people say, you non-smokers, and I'm one of them, we just can't think for ourselves. We need mommy government to take care of us.
Well, I'm a libertarian, so, you know, I make my own choices. But
you know, I'd like to point something out here. And your story, the story you're telling, is not uncommon, and it's so sad, and it's so tragic. But really, what I want to know is why people are so obedient. Why couldn't that business owner have been more like John Henninghouse we just had on the air with us? Because if you think about it like this...
Well, the road broke his business, too.
Okay, I understand that. But let's presume the road thing didn't happen, and he was just losing business to the bar around the corner. At a certain point, you're going to realize that your revenues are falling off.
Right.
And you're going to have to close down. So what would it matter whether or not you closed your business down or the government came in with all of its goon squads and, violent thugs and decided to come in and shut you down instead? I say, be civilly disobedient. Refuse to obey the law. Refuse to pay the fines. And keep your damn business open at least as long as you possibly can. Because if you just shut it down on your own, then you lose anyway.
Well, that's really what he did. And the rest of the story was he decided to be civilly disobedient. We all did. And, there was a restaurant inspector that had just been hired, some young kid. And he was coming there all the time. And he would just walk in. This place had opened at like 5:30 in the morning, and this restaurant health inspector would come in and just start going through the restaurant, you know, stand in front of customers and just, you know, be real intrusive, go into Larry's stock room and look. He found some ashtrays in a box up on a shelf that hadn't been opened. And so, you know, when the restaurant inspector found these ashtrays, he opened the box, looked in there, and he said, "Oh, so you're hiding ashtrays, huh? That's a $5,000 fine.
Go ahead, so, hit me with your fine. I'm not paying it."
Yeah, and he went to court and got out of the fine.
It sounds like he was getting harassed still.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what happens. I mean, in some cases they back down, in some cases they don't. In some cases they target you for extra harassment, and it sounds like that's what went down here.
Right,
but either way, you don't...
Since he's been run out of business, I'd like for him to have some sort of a legal action against our city and our state for this.
It takes so long to...
It does.
To get things like that done. I mean,
it
takes money with the attorneys, and you just have to have the emotional resolve. And most people really, you know, once they've been in a run-in with the government, it's such a traumatic experience.
They're
so scarred from it. They're just like, I just want this organization of thugs to leave me alone.
Right.
Which is,
of course, why we joined the Free State Project and moved to New Hampshire to get together with other like-minded liberty-loving activists and actually make a stand for freedom. I think that really is the only legitimate solution beyond just disobeying and starting up some sort of a movement where you are, which is so, so difficult to do because so many people have been just acclimated to the idea that whatever government says goes, and if you don't like it, well, too bad. You must obey. And it's just disgusting to me.
Right. Well, we really don't live in a free country when you think about it.
You're right. It's not even close.
I have people get upset with me and yell at me about that, and I mean, I'm a libertarian, and so I believe that.
Right.
And, you know, we have to pay taxes, which are unconstitutional and illegal, in my opinion.
Slavery.
Yeah, it is. And so what's so free about the United States of America is what I want
to
know.
You're free to complain, and you're free to leave.
Right.
that's really what it boils down to. Well, if you don't like it, son, get out. Well, you're still free to leave. That much is true. And we can have this radio show, and we can complain all we want. So far, they haven't kicked our doors in with their guns drawn.
Not yet. It's been 5 years, but, hey, it could happen anytime.
What is that website that the gentleman said to go to?
Ooh. Forces, it's forces.org.
That was, I guess,
forces.org.
That was a group. That was a group that came and helped him out, I guess, earlier today during his smoke.
Their little logo has a hand smoking, and the smoke forms a picture of the globe. It's very interesting. I haven't been able to quite figure it out from, you know, going through the website yet, but it looks like it's a smoking advocacy group.
Here's one of my favorite websites, freestateproject.org. It's a great organization of 20,000 liberty-minded people all moving to the same place. That's our lovely state of New Hampshire, in order to get active for freedom, because I believe that's the only chance we've got left. Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to the Amp Line, George in D.C. TSA George, been waiting very patiently, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got sent to a TSA re-education camp this week.
Oh, why is that? And are you talking right into your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, we had this annual test done by Lockheed Martin where they test the screeners on how well they know the SOP, that's the standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And while I caught everything they were trying to, you know, sneak through in that test, apparently I did not waste the tester's time enough with all the speech I was supposed to do because of the wanting and stuff.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make that out. You didn't do what?
I didn't waste the person's time enough with describing what I'm going to do with them. Apparently, all the bureaucrats really are trying to save you time because in real life, none of us do this. You know, none of us, when you're going to get wanded, none of us give you a 10-minute speech.
I'm going to pass the wand between your legs. It's going to go around your head. It may beep if you have any metal plates
right
in your skull.
So that's why you're having to go to re-education.
Yes, essentially that. I mean, this is the first time I ever pushed that because it didn't waste the person's time. I was like, this is exactly what they really want us to do.
Well, hey, you get paid. You're getting paid to go to the re-education, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
True enough.
It's like a day off.
I just thought I'd let you know that, you know, it could be a lot longer for going through the airport, you know, if we actually did this.
They're now re-educating the TSA to take more of your time.
Hey, dude, thanks for the call tonight. Take it easy, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Dave in West Virginia, your calls about whatever's on your mind, if you make them, also on the way. New Jersey's looking at a ban. Tell you what that's about. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got to buy stuff to live and entertain yourself with, so get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. So there's really no reason to go anywhere else. I mean, sure, shop around. See if you can get a better price somewhere. But, man, Amazon really, I mean, sometimes they even have better prices than eBay. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Everything from groceries to electronics to books, you name it, they probably sell it. And even used items. Doesn't matter. You can buy used items at Amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll still get a cut of that, too. All right, let's go right into your phone calls here. Talk to Dave in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
How you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I was calling this. First of all, I appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thanks.
And I'm with you. I get to hear you every now and again on my way home from work. I've started tuning you guys in on the internet and stuff like that. But I've got a question for you.
You can also get us, by the way, I don't know if you're in the Charleston area, but you can get us on WVTS in Charleston as well.
That's the station I listen to on the way home from work.
Excellent.
I've got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Why is it that we don't live in a free America anymore?
Because of Americans.
Because of Americans, right. We have a problem. Let's say we are griping because we don't have health insurance. We're upset because the boss doesn't pay us enough. We're ticked off because our neighbor decided to paint his house pink and purple. Who do we usually turn to?
Mommy government.
Mommy government. And it blew me away when I was listening to that last caller of yours when you guys said that. You know, the issue is I'm all with you guys. I wish we could get back to a free America. I wish we could get back to that point that our founding fathers intended for us. But the problem is that personal responsibility in America today is darn near completely gone.
Yeah. This is no easy task. There's no doubt about it. This is a very difficult task, and it involves shifting the paradigm and changing the hearts and minds of individual Americans one at a time. It is not simple.
Nope, it's not. And by the way, as far as getting back to a free America,
I'm not sure that that resonates with everyone. Perhaps if you talk about getting back to a free America and you pick some time in our 200-plus year history, blacks probably don't feel as free as, they probably feel freer now than they were at one time. And so it's difficult to really say get back because it's sort of, to some extent, it's revisionist history. I mean, we had the Alien Sedition Act back in the second president's administration. I think it was 1801 or something like that. So, I mean, we've had tyrannical laws in the history of America all along.
How about achieve liberty in our lifetime?
It's a good way. It's good enough.
It would be nice. It would be nice, but again, we're going to have to get back to that thought of personal responsibility. It's not up to the government to provide me with health care. It's not up to the government to make my boss pay me more. It's up to me to go after these things. If I don't like the situation that I'm in, then I've got to do something to change that. And it's up to me and not the government to provide that for me.
No doubt. I agree with you. And then people say to themselves, well, why not? And the thing that we have to pound into their head is, well, when you use the government to do something, you're enacting violence on somebody. You're hurting people when you use the government because the government just is force and the threat of violence.
And then when it comes down to civil disobedience, for example, and why more people aren't taking action with civil disobedience and you know, being disobedient to the very different laws. I was talking to a guy one time. I said, he was telling me some issues that he was having. It's a long story. I won't go into it. Mm-hmm. But I said, why don't you do this? And essentially it was along the lines of civil disobedience. And he looks at me and he says, you know, Dave, in all honesty, as long as I can wake up in the morning and get in my new car and drive to my job, and get my paycheck and come home to the house that I pay a mortgage on, crack open a beer in front of my big screen TV, I don't care what they do.
Yep. That about sums it up, doesn't it?
It's
such a comfy prison we live in. And people are very content with all the wonderful things that they have to distract themselves with. And, you know, it's all fine and dandy until the government comes in and ruins your life, right? It's great and easy to come home, kick back, open up the, you know, crack open a brewski and watch the football game until the government decides to take your kid away from you or until the government decides to arrest your wife for, having a joint in her car or whatever. You know, fill in the blank of how the government could just run right in and just run roughshod over all the freedoms that you thought that you had. And then it really comes home. But by that point, it becomes too late. And that's the sad part is that Americans, they didn't learn anything from, for instance, Pastor Martin Niemöller in World War II times, who said, you know, first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist. And then they came for me, and I was, well, he was too afraid to speak up before, but by the time they came for him, there was no one else to speak up for him. And it's the same thing's happening now. Americans sit back and they say, well, that's all right. I'm not a criminal. You go ahead and arrest all those drug users. What do I care? I've never smoked marijuana. Go ahead, arrest those people for gambling. I've never gambled, but eventually the government's going to come around to something that you like, something that you hold dear to your life, and by that time, no one else is going to be left.
Keep preaching the truth, brothers. You guys are doing a great job.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight, dude. It is frustrating to look at the situation in this country today and to continue to remain positive. We talked about this during our weekday show this week, Mark, is how different ways for people to remain positive despite all the negativity that's going around them. Unfortunately, I think what most of it is, what most people are doing is what he suggested, and that is they're just shutting it off. They're shutting everything off. As long as it's not affecting their life, fine. Tyranny's fine as long as it doesn't, as long as I don't encounter it, right?
Well, who wants to encounter something that ugly or awful?
Nobody does. But I understand, as someone who believes in liberty and liberty for everyone that hasn't harmed another person, as somebody that believes in liberty, I understand that it's important to stand up for people that may be doing things that I disagree with, maybe doing things that I personally wouldn't recommend. But as long as they're not hurting somebody else, I damn well will fight to the very end to protect their freedom to do that.
I'm afraid that's what freedom is. And that's what the eternal vigilance is required to keep freedom.
The good news, though, Mark, is that we don't need every American to be re-educated. We don't need every American.
We're not going to get it. You can believe that.
No.
But if you can get the message out to 10%.
Give me 5%.
Yeah.
5% would be enough to crash the system as is. I mean, 5% of Americans being disobedient, non-cooperating with all these absurd government rules and regulations that we have, especially 5% of business owners. I mean, if we had just 5%, they wouldn't be able to arrest everybody. They wouldn't be able to build the prisons quick enough.
Mm.
You put enough people in prison and your economy goes south. I mean, this one's already going south because of inflation and a variety of other things the government's doing to the economy. But eventually, if you put enough people in prison, the rest of the people outside of the prisons can't afford to pay to keep those people in prison.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, there's a story. I don't know if we'll have a chance to get to it tonight. One out of 99 people is currently behind bars in this country. It just keeps getting worse.
You know what the response to that is by the advocates of harsher penalties for crimes and that kind of thing is, well, in China they just put a bullet in your head.
Nonsense.
Well, they may very well put a bullet in your head. Is that what we need? I mean, really? Hold on. At some point or another, we have to support these convicts. At some point or another, there's a moment of saturation. Now, I am all for having just a few laws and enforcing the hell out of those laws. No murder, no rape, no robbery.
Do no harm. That's the only law.
Stealing, lying, even not lying, but defrauding people, things like that. I'm all for enforcing those laws. It's the laws, it's all the people that are in prison in this country, and it's, what is it, 800,000 Americans in prison or on probation right now for marijuana offenses?
Yeah, over 800,000, I believe.
That's an incredible number.
That's 800,000 in 1 year's time is what's arrested for marijuana. So let's continue with your phone calls. Bring up what you want. It is Adam in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just listening to your Thursday show, and a fellow called in and was talking about his experience at the hospital. He'd gotten a bite on his lip, and he went in there and came out with an enormous bill.
Yeah.
You recall that call?
Yeah, it was like one stitch, and it cost him, what was it, $1,500 or something?
I thought it was, anyway.
It was a lot.
I have a story to top that.
Okay, do it.
I fell off my bike about 3 weeks ago, and I banged up my hand, and this was a Saturday morning.
Mm.
A couple hours later, it's swelling a little. I figure I ought to get some attention. Now, unlike this caller who called before, the way he told the story, he kind of walked in innocently and just expected to be dealt with honestly. I, on the other hand, was cautious from the very start and untrusting.
Good, good. I want to hear how this went for you. Hang on. We're going to bring you back in hour number two, if you don't mind. We want to hear the rest of the story. 800-259-9231. Also got Aaron and Mark on the line. Your calls as well. Ladies, you come first if you dial in. 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this